This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Some religious leaders lobbying New York legislators are supporting abortion. One lobbyist says that Catholics she called faithful often disagreed with the church on abortion. A Reformed Jewish rabbi, perhaps ignorant of how many abortions and how few services are offered there, claimed Planned Parenthood is an essential healthcare partner, but faithful describes something more than affinity for a name, and essential healthcare is something other than abortion. Parents of a child with a mitochondrial disorder are being denied by a British court the ability to offer their child what is known in bioethics as extraordinary care, even at their own expense. Parents of baby Charlie raised over $1 million for special treatment in the U.S. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A new video from the Center for Medical Progress reinforces allegations of the illegal marketing and sale of human specimens from abortion. But the dark exchanges in this new video have an ironic link to Christ's crucifixion on Calvary, the place of the skull. In this new video, doctors and an attorney joke about the skull or Calvarium, perhaps not realizing how they make abortion clinics the new place of the skull. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.